I'm wondering if you would help me identify a cult. There's a group of people who hold an outlandish belief, one that I've never heard of or encountered before. Maybe you could call it a conspiracy theory. And they have taken over the comment section on a video that I made about a year ago. I have no clue who these people are or if there's a name for this movement or this cult or whatever it is. And I'm hoping that if I tell you the story of what's going on here and I read you some of the comments, that it might ring a bell for you and you could point me in the right direction for a couple of reasons. One, to kind of have a little bit of a laugh, which is mean. I know it's mean and it's not the point of this video, but there's no getting around it. I'm going to tell you what the idea is here in just a minute, but it is such a bad idea that you can't help but giggle at it a little bit, no matter how mature we might want to be. But the bigger point, and this is the bigger thing I'm hoping to accomplish, is that I would like to understand the people who think this thing. I would like to get a sense in my mind of what would be going on in someone's life that would cause them to hear something like this and say to themselves, that's what I want. That's who I want to be. Okay, now we need to get to the idea. I'm going to tell you that by way of the story. I made a video about a year ago called I Put a Scale Map of Bible Lands Over the Top of the United States. Here's what I noticed. It's a very YouTube-y title, but I'm proud of this video. The best stuff on the internet, the best stuff on my channel is not born out of chasing after the algorithm, trying to get those sweet, sweet clicks. It's born out of your own curiosity. And what I was curious about was just how big is the land of the Bible? How long would it take to get from one place to the other in the Bible stories? So I took a map of the Holy Land. I made sure it was all to scale. I made it semi-transparent and I took it and I dropped it over the top of my home country, the United States. I've been to the place where the Bible happened a fair amount, but I don't feel those distances. I feel intuitively the distances of my own country. And I thought, well, if I just line it all up, then I can kind of picture the Bible stories a little better. It's very innocent. There's no agenda other than that. But to make the Bible lands fit over the continental United States, I had to really jimmy with it quite a bit, just because they're kind of similar in size and it was hard to line it all up in a way where you wouldn't have certain parts of the Bible happening out in the middle of the ocean, which then you have no point of context for it and it ruins the exercise. So finally, I landed on a layout where it made sense to put Jerusalem near Wichita, Kansas, Egypt in North Texas, Rome is up by Seattle. None of this means anything. It's just the only way I could get it to fit. Again, the original audience that viewed this video when it first came out, they totally understood the exercise. Great comment section. We had a lot of fun with it. Well, eventually, YouTube is like, all right, your video's done. Enough people have seen it, and we're going to turn off the crank, and we're not going to recommend it to people anymore. That's fine. The video did great. And so then, as is the case with all YouTube videos, it just goes dormant. But every now and then, the YouTube algorithm will get a crazy idea and it'll be like, hey, I wonder if this video might be interesting to this crowd. And so very discreetly, it'll start resurrecting dead videos and just recommending it to people who all seem to have a certain amount of shared interests. And sometimes these videos come back to life and they'll have a whole new run with a new audience. Usually I understand the new audience when this sort of phenomenon happens. You know, there'll be a video about somebody's conversion story and a bunch of people who are still kind of holding on to the new atheism of the early and mid 20 teens, the Richard Dawkins kind of rhetoric. They'll come out and say a lot of those arguments with that language from 10 or 15 years ago. And that's cool. I'm glad they're there. Other times, maybe I made a video about the Bible and some people who really just like the King James Version will have it recommended to them and they'll come and they'll make their arguments and say their stuff. And it's nice to have that crowd there. It's awesome. I know who they are. I know why they're there. I see what happened with the YouTube algorithm and why the video, you know, in that hypothetical is popping again. But this video, I put a scale map of Bible lands over the top of the United States. Here's what I noticed. It got resurrected and served to a crowd I don't understand, which again is the point of this video, trying to figure out who they are. They did not receive the video as it was intended. Rather, they looked at this and were like, whoa, it's a sign. This guy is about to figure it out. He's stumbled upon the truth that has been hidden from all of humanity And that truth, they believe, is that all the things that happened in the Bible didn't actually happen over in the Middle East. They didn't happen in Israel. They happened in the continental United States. And then some powerful people came along and tried to cover it all up for some reason. This is demonstrably false. First of all, we never lost custody of the ancient world. It's always been there. The geography has always been the same. It's not like, oh, we just didn't see it for a few thousand years and now it's back and there are competing theories. Just people have lived there the whole time. The place names, a lot of them, most of them even, have all stayed more or less the same. Even genetically, the same people are in the same places and have been for a really long time. We've got maps from across the ages. The archaeology, it's all right. Everything is where it's supposed to be. Even if we just look at the Bible, the descriptions of the land are so specific in places. The travel itineraries are so specific. There's just no question that the ancient world is where we've always thought it was. It's not in the United States. But the YouTube algorithm paired me up with a bunch of people who think that is a lie and that everything that happened in the Bible actually happened in the United States. So let me read some comments to you and see if any of this rings a bell or you understand who these folks are or where they're coming from. Here's one. When I read the Bible, I think of continent of Africa where Jerusalem is not in the Middle East. Okay. Another comment. The reason is matches because this is the land of the Bible. Gulf is the Egyptian Sea, boat emoji. If you see, we have more pyramids than Egypt, Ptah, Utah, Kentucky, King Tut, oldest Sphinx in Grand Canyon, along with the Temple of Isis. If you look, you can see the continents we much closer and put together. Well, I mean, look, obviously that doesn't sound like a person who's writing that who has maybe fully got it together. If that's a native English speaker, that's not great. If that's not a native English speaker, okay, English is hard, I get it. But whatever the native language of this individual is, that isn't making a ton of sense. Let's read a few more of these and we'll see what you make of it. New York is Babylon. God showed me this city is definitely besieged. God sent me to do works for him. This my within live my city. That one doesn't make sense either. Let me try one that's maybe a little more cohesive. South America and North America gave pyramids. A few was demolished by the Europeans and one, a library, was built on top of it in America. Snake mounds and many bones of giants found all over North America. The Smithsonian, popes, and Europeans decided to keep as much true knowledge from all of us and rewrote history. Another comment, and this theme is recurring throughout the comment section. This person just says, cheat code, Memphis, Tennessee. Everybody seems to want me to line up Memphis, Tennessee with Memphis, Egypt. And it's like they imagine that it's like a national treasure kind of unlock code secret that'll make the whole map line up over the top and make sense. I haven't seen that. Another comment, no one listens to me. Gopher wood is in the Bible used to build Noah Ark, and that wood is only found in two places on Earth, Florida and Georgia. The Nile River is Mississippi River. Egypt was in the Grand Canyon, South America, and Florida. Florida plays some type of role in all of this. Here's a comment from the Smoky Mountain Man. Nice. You should see my video Gates if Babylon, New York City, and see if you can see anything. The U.S. is a tabernacle pattern, and the gates could be NYC or Jamestown in Virginia. The arch in St. Louis is the second gate, and California is the most holy. And then more, dot, dot, dot. Another comment. Nice information. Also, if you look in the Bible on the Tower of Babel story, it's Genesis 11, 1 through 9. That's 9-11-01 backwards, Twin Towers in NYC, so I figured NYC had to be in Babylon. Paul Kearns 100 writes, you're onto something more than you know, dot, 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 arrow in a target emoji. That tone appears a lot here. With people hinting that Like, I'm this close to figuring out this great secret. I am not this close. I'm not seeing it at all. Here's another one. Sunny Uptown 999 writes, bro, just take a DNA test. I traced my lineage Y DNA to Yui Neil dynasty that started from Zaragoza, Spain, from Zara and Perez fleeing from Israel, Egypt, Tamar, and Judah twins. King emoji, DNA emoji, your European buddy. I mean, yes, I am observably European. I just don't understand the point. Tom Gree writes, Utah. The name Utah is derived from the Apache name Yuda, which means tall. In Hebrew, the letter that corresponds to the J sound in English is represented by the letter Yod, which is pronounced like the Y in yes. Utah or Yuda equals Judah. Okay. Copper Jedi writes, the Mississippi is the Nile. Utah is Judah, Yuda. Egyptian artifacts have been found throughout the U.S. as well as Kincaid Caves in the Grand Canyon. I'm a part of a study that actually shows the biblical stories in America. Augustus B3501 writes, the only Europeans in the Bible are the Romans. The Bible is about black people. I mean, there's a lot of black people in the Bible, a lot of people from Africa in the Bible. There are also a lot of Europeans in the Bible. I mean, everybody in Greece, everybody in Rome. I'm not sure what this person is driving at. Is this maybe representative of the, what do they call it, the Black Hebrew Israelite movement? Am I getting that right? I know a little bit about that. I've at least heard of it. I've encountered them before in the comment section, and their ideas are certainly out there. Let's land the plane on this. A couple more and we're going to be done. Anatomy Conspiracy 9416 says, you're in luck, Matt. I'm even using my name. The places mentioned in the Bible are all in North America. The Middle East was designated the Holy Land in just the last couple hundred years. That's not true. Around the same time, the world was taken over by a people force, whatever you want to call it, that have been deceiving the human race ever since. Utah was Judah. No. Texas and Arizona was Egypt. That's false. Northeastern USA and Canada was Babylon, and the land of Akkad was in modern-day New Brunswick. The Tower of Babel was in Quebec, etc. Okay. So your knowledge of the USA will come in really handy if you grasp this information and run with it. Seemed like that might be a normal person, so I just replied, LOL, you know, kind of put a toe in the water, see if they reply. They did. Okay, keep on believing then. Take care. That's actually a more charitable response than the one I gave them. That's a little bit embarrassing. All right, you get the gist. That's the scope of it. That's what I'm looking at here. What is this? Have you met these people? Do you know what's going on? Is there a name for this group or for this ideology? I've got a few theories. Here's a quick rundown on what they are. One, this is nothing. It's not a thing at all. It's a product of the algorithm pulling together people who otherwise would never overlap, but you know, you do enough stuff online, eventually all the different algorithms, all the machine learning figures out, oh, this kind of person likes this, and this kind of person's likes this, and they all just get clumped together, and then this kind of comment section happens. Could be that. It's nothing. Thing number two, I'm not trying to pick a fight with anybody, but Utah comes up a lot in there. You're thinking it too. Is this some weird thread of something related to Mormonism? I mean, the LDS Church has teachings and stuff in the Book of Mormon that involve the idea that some of the Bible stuff happened in North America, in the continental U.S. I'm not familiar enough with their teachings to know if this sounds Mormon or not, but Utah does keep coming up. I don't know. Maybe. Again, not trying to pick a fight, just trying to get to the bottom of it. Number three, the Black Hebrew Israelite thing, I don't know a ton about it, but I see it from time to time around the internet. That group has some pretty out there theories about who all the different ethnic groups are in the Bible and the geography of the Bible. Fourth possibility is that this is maybe related to the Graham Hancock thing. He's a journalist, pseudo-archaeologist. I don't know. I'm not trying to criticize him either. He's got his theories. He was on Joe Rogan. He got a special on Netflix called, I think it was Ancient Apocalypse. And he argues that there was a technologically advanced version of the world that existed a long, 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 long time ago. And then there was some kind of catastrophe. And with time, it all got covered up. What I'm reading in these comments is different than what Graham Hancock seems to be arguing for. But I don't know. It's all pretty out there for me. Or possibility number five, it's some other cult that actually has a name and I'm just not familiar with it and I don't know what it is. The taxonomy of this is really interesting to me. Thanks in advance for any help you can offer on that. But maybe even more interesting to me is that question I was asking at the beginning. Why? What is the appeal of this, of latching on to an idea that is so obviously bad and false? Is this a product of just the general malaise and sadness that people are feeling in the age of the internet? I don't think this era has necessarily been good for the soul. I think that the deep technologically induced loneliness that we feel can cause us to look for community in really weird places sometimes. And there's also something appealing about knowing stuff that other people don't know and having other people to talk with about that. Maybe there's some appeal to the idea of a quest that maybe not everything has been discovered. Maybe science hasn't cracked the code of everything. And maybe there is some larger world or larger thing that can be tapped into. And there's a journey, an adventure that gives life meaning of trying to solve this ancient riddle. To me, this feels like a weird cocktail of stuff that's beat up about the human heart in general across the ages, mixed with stuff that's uniquely beat up about us in this moment in time, mixed with bad actors who use AI and chatbots to try to sow chaos and wreck people's lives. And here's the kookiest thing I'll probably say in the whole video. I don't know, it's not kooky. No, I think this is real. If you're a Christian, you believe this happens. There's also a spiritual reality to the world, and there are spiritual forces of darkness, an enemy of the redemptive things of God. And we know that that stuff's rooted in lies and destructive things. And if people embrace deeply dishonest things that aren't true, that can chew up their soul, chew up their life. And so I feel empathy and sadness for people who would dedicate their lives to something like this. And I'd like to try to understand it better. And I'd like to help. Okay, those are my thoughts. That was a lot. What a weird video. Thanks for watching it. Thanks for thinking about it with me. I look forward to hearing your thoughts. All right, that's plenty for now.